Assessing Russian Activities and Intentions in Recent U.S. Elections. Annex A, Section 1. Russia. Kremlin's TV seeks to influence politics, fuel discontent in U.S. Asterisk. This annex was originally published on 11 December 2012 by the Open Source Center, now the Open Source Enterprise. In italics, RT America TV, a Kremlin-financed channel operated from within the United States, has substantially expanded its repertoire of programming that highlights criticism of alleged U.S. shortcomings in democracy and civil liberties. The rapid expansion of RT's operations and budget and recent candid statements by RT's leadership point to the channel's importance to the Kremlin as a messaging tool and indicate a Kremlin-directed campaign to undermine faith in the U.S. government and fuel political protest. The Kremlin has committed significant resources to expanding the channel's reach, particularly its social media footprint. A reliable UK report states that RT recently was the most watched foreign news channel in the UK. RT America has positioned itself as a domestic U.S. channel and has deliberately sought to obscure any legal ties to the Russian government. In the run-up to the 2012 U.S. presidential election in November, English-language channel RT America, created and financed by the Russian government and part of the Russian government-sponsored RT TV, parenthesis, see text box 1, end parenthesis, intensified its usually critical coverage of the United States. The channel portrayed the U.S. electoral process as undemocratic and featured calls by U.S. protesters for the public to rise up and, quote, take this government back, end quote. Bullet point. RT introduced two new shows, Breaking the Set on 4 September and Truth Seeker on 2 November, both overwhelmingly focused on criticism of U.S. and Western governments as well as the promotion of radical discontent. End of bullet point. Next bullet point. From August to November 2012, RT ran numerous reports on alleged U.S. election fraud and voting machine vulnerabilities, contending that U.S. election results cannot be trusted and do not reflect the popular will. End of bullet point. Next bullet point. In an effort to highlight the alleged, quote, lack of democracy, end quote, in the United States, RT Broadcast hosted and advertised third-party candidate debates and ran reporting supportive of the political agenda of these candidates. The RT hosts asserted that the U.S. two-party system does not represent the views of at least one-third of the population and is a, quote, sham, end quote. End of bullet point. Next bullet point. RT aired a documentary about the Occupy Wall Street movement on 1, 2, and 4 November. RT framed the movement as a fight against the, quote, ruling class, end quote, and described the current U.S. political system as corrupt and dominated by corporations. RT advertising for the documentary featured Occupy movement calls to, quote, take back, end quote, the government. The documentary claimed that the U.S. system cannot be changed democratically, but only through, quote, revolution, end quote. After the 6 November U.S. presidential election, RT aired a documentary called, quote, Cultures of Protest, end quote, about active and often violent political resistance, parenthesis, RT 110 November, end parentheses. End of Annex A, Section 1.